بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه حضر ليت دي ميسنجر اوف الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم saying there should be no taking of omens but the best type is the good omen. He was asked what a good omen was, and he replied, a good word which one of you hears from anyone or from any source. Good omen and evil omen. Both exists within many communities, and amongst those people who are not religiously oriented, they tend to take evil omens only. Whereas the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said, وَخَيْرُهَا الْفَالِ. The best of the omen is the good omen. Not طَيَرَ لَا طَيَرَةَ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has discouraged evil omen. Now, what is a good omen? What is an evil omen? Evil omen means different communities will have different things for evil omen. For example, in the country that we live in, if somebody was to walk from under the ladder, that is taken as an evil omen. Now, bad luck will befall him. So walking under the ladder will bring bad luck. So if somebody sees another person walking under a ladder, or somebody mistakenly walks under a ladder, and he brings this thought in his mind that now that this person has walked under the ladder, or now that I have walked under the ladder, something bad is going to happen to me. And sometimes when you keep thinking about something, and during that day, if something does happen, then your mind immediately goes towards that this happened because of this. This is evil omen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tiyarata." There is no such thing as evil omen. Our Sharia and our Deen teaches us to think positively, not negatively. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in a hadith qudsi, أَنَ عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِ. I deal with my servant according to the thoughts that he has regarding me. See, if a person thinks positive about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no, Allah is merciful, He will show mercy to me, Allah is very kind, He will show kindness to me, and inshallah, this thing will become very easy for me, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. But if somebody does not think good regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has negative thoughts that no, Allah will do this to me, and Allah will do this to me, or this will happen and this won't happen, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not remain with him. So evil omen or good omen. Good omen is you see somebody very pious, and you think to yourself that this morning I am going for an interview, and the first person I met in this morning is the most pious person of my locality. That is a good sign that inshallah I will become successful. This is good omen. So omens will not do you any good, whether good or evil. So walking under the ladder will not bring you goodness, and seeing somebody pious first thing in the morning will not make you successful in your interview or in your examination. But because our Sharia encourages people to think positive and not negative, our Sharia teaches people to be optimistic. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that if you see something disturbing, then do not take evil omen from that. I saw this, so my day is not going to be well today. Don't take anything as a means of bad luck, because everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you walk under the ladder or if you see a cat, that does not bring any bad luck. Similarly, seeing something good that does not bring good luck. But if a person thinks positive and he is optimistic in regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. Therefore, the Sharia says that if you see something good, then take good omen from it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Evil omen, good omen, both are same. They have no power. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who controls. But if you take a good omen, then by taking a good omen, you will begin to think positive. You will become optimistic. And when you become optimistic, then your reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase and you will say, no, this will become successful today, inshallah. And so somebody said, what is a good omen? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that one should take good omen and not pay attention to bad omen. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave one example of good omen. There are so many examples. You see somebody very pious, or you are going for something and you see something very beautiful in the morning, a very beautiful horse, or you see a very beautiful tree that attracts you. So you can take good omen from anything good that you see. During the Battle of Hudaybiyah, various delegates from the Quraysh came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to discuss the situation. Finally came Suhail ibn Amr. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who is this? So people said, Suhail. Now Suhail is from Sahl. Sahl means easy. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard Suhail, he took good omen. And he said, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make matters easy now. This is good omen. So good omen from the name you hear, good omen from any incident that takes place in front of you. So one example of good omen is a good word which one of you hears from anyone or from any source. You are discussing about something that, oh, it's very difficult. We haven't been able to become successful and we haven't been able to accomplish it. And somebody just calls somebody and says, Saleh. So, Saleh. Then you should take good omen that somebody has just shouted Saleh when we were discussing this. So, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do something good with us. Because Saleh means good. So, a good omen, a good word which one of you hears from anyone or from any source. And in the next hadith, the best type is the good omen. And a Muslim is not turned back from anything because of an omen. If he sees anything evil, then he should not accept within himself that now I'm going to be unsuccessful. When anyone of you sees anything which he dislikes, he should say, Allahumma la ya'ti bil hasanati illa an, wa la yadfa'u sayyati illa an. You alone bring good things, and you alone avert evil things. And there is no might or power but in Allah. Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to understand the deen. Subhanallah.